You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's open together 2 Samuel chapter 19.
天父, 我们实在要感谢你,
Heavenly Father, we have to thank you.
因为你常常借着饼杯对我们的心说话,
because you often speak to us, to our hearts through the bread and the cup.
我们实在感谢你,
we truly thank you.
我们有机会可以唱诗歌来赞美你,
that we have the opportunity to sing songs to praise you.
我们可以把祷告献给你,
that we can offer up our prayers.
我们可以赞美你,
that we can praise you.
这都是你给我们的恩典,
this is your grace for us.
我们更要感谢你,
and we have to thank you even more.
是你乐意对我们说话,
that you are willing to speak to us.
你多次多方晓谕列祖,
you have revealed to our ancestors.
你如今借着你儿子耶稣基督对我们说话,
and today you speak through your Son Jesus Christ to us.
你借着圣经对我们说话,
you speak through the Bible.
我们求圣灵来帮助我们,
we ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们从这段圣经中听见你要对我们的心所说的话,
so that through this passage of the Bible, we can hear what you will say to us.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名,
we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我记得有一次我去参加一个营会,
I remember once attending a conference.
那个营地的条件非常非常的不好,
and the conditions of that camp was very bad.
睡不好,
couldn't sleep well.
吃不好,
didn't have good things to eat.
实在很辛苦,
it's very difficult.
还要讲很多道,
and I had to have many sermons.
然后休息的时间呢,
and the time for rest,
弟兄姐妹还要再挤牙膏,
brothers and sisters were like they were squeezing up toothpaste.
你知道弟兄姊妹来找你谈话,
you know that when brothers and sisters come to you to talk,
都没有好事的,
there's nothing good.
要不然就是他的孩子造反,
either their kids are rebellious,
要不然就是他的老公造反,
or their husband is rebellious,
要不然就是他的老婆造反,
or the wife is rebellious.
反正就是有麻烦,
to summarize, it's something bad had happened.
如果没麻烦不会来找你的,
if they didn't have trouble, they wouldn't come find you.
所以等到那个营会结束的时候,
so when the conference was over,
我真的是叫做心身疲惫,
I was tired through and through.
身体累,
my body was tired,
心情也很累,
and but all my emotions were also exhausted.
装了一肚子的垃圾啊,
I was full of all this garbage.
开车回家,
I was driving home,
只有一个想法,
and I only had one thought,
赶快回到家,
hopefully I can get home fast,
好好地休息一下,
so I can rest.
哪里知道,
and little did I think,
堵车,
there's traffic.
堵得要死要死,
and the traffic just would not let up.
你可以想到那种心情,
did you imagine that attitude?
终于回到家了,
finally I get home.
高兴吗?
Am I happy?
高兴啊, 真的很高兴, 高高兴兴地把门打开,
I'm so happy and I open the door.
然后就不会笑了,
and I don't know how to smile anymore.
你知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
我们出去聚会,
when we went out to,
家里一个人都没有,
nobody was home.
我们的水管破了,
the water main broke.
所以我们的一楼全部都是水,
so the first floor of our house was flooded with water.
你可以想象有多头痛,
you can imagine how annoying that was.
真不知道怎么办,
I didn't know what to do.
找工人,
finding a handyman,
找保险公司,
calling the insurance company,
千头万绪,
and all kinds of things to do.
我们刚才读的圣经,
this passage that we read today,
大卫经过了 好辛苦的逃难过程。
David has endured this difficult existence of being on the run.
现在终于造反的人干掉了。
Finally, the rebellious person has been eliminated.
他可以回去做王了。
And he can return and be king.
暴风雨是过去了。
The storm is over.
但是我相信大卫那个时候的心情跟我心情差不多。
But I can imagine David's feeling at the time was similar to mine.
因为大卫前面要面对的麻烦事还是一堆。
Because he still has so many annoying things to have to deal with.
这就是为什么我给这段圣经取的题目。
This is why I gave a topic to this passage.
叫做雨过天不晴。
Which is to say the rain is over, but the sun has, but the sky hasn't cleared.
你要知道
You need to know.
撒母耳记不是用来详细记载大卫的生平的。
The books of Samuel are not used to detail the life of David.
许多大卫的事情在历代志上有，撒母耳记上没有的。
Many things that talk about David occur in Chronicles, but not in Samuel.
特别是在撒母耳记下这一段我们最近所读的这些圣经啊。
Especially in these verses that we've been reading recently in 2 Samuel.
它的重点就是摆在大卫犯罪以后神怎么样的管教他。
This passage focuses on how God dealt with him after he sinned.
从19章的第九节开始。
From verse 9 of chapter 19.
一直到20章的结束。
Through the end of chapter 20.
是大卫犯罪以后许多故事里面的最后一个故事。
That is the last story of the many stories after David sinned.
那这个故事在讲什么呢？
So what is this story talking about?
这个故事简单的讲就是大卫终于回去做王了。
To put it simply, this story tells us that David has finally returned to being king.
但是以色列的十个支派跟犹大支派搞不定。
But he couldn't...But the 10 tribes of Israel and Judah would not settle down.
最后就带下了示巴的叛变。
Finally, it's the rebellion of Ziba.
你读第九节。
If you read verse 9,
以色列众支派的人纷纷议论。
The tribes of Israel, all the people were arguing among themselves.
纷纷议论。
They were...All were arguing among themselves.
其实它原文的意思
The original meaning here
是他们彼此争吵
is that they were arguing amongst themselves.
为什么争吵呢？
Why were they arguing?
你要知道人犯错以后
You need to know that after man has done something wrong,
等他知道自己错了
by the time he knows he's wrong,
他不会想马上改变自己。
He wouldn't try to think of a way to change.
他第一个想到的
What he thinks of first
就是怎么去怪别人。
Is how to blame this on someone else.
记不记得在伊甸园里面
Do you remember in the Garden of Eden?
亚当夏娃两个都混球。
Adam and Eve both were terrible.
都犯了错。
They've both sinned.
等到耶和华神找他们算账
when Jehovah God comes to deal with them,
他们每个人都要找别人怪
and they had someone else to blame.
你不要以为这是别人的专长
Don't think this is someone else's specialty.
你跟我也差不多
You and I are the same.
我们反正有一天知道错的时候
You and I, when we know that we're wrong one day,
我们就想都是别人的错
We will think it's someone else's fault.
你为什么不怎么样呢
Why didn't you do this?
如果你那时候这样子说我就不会这样子做了
If you had done this back then, I wouldn't have done this.
这是每一个家庭的一幅图画
This is a picture of every family.
这是我们很多人在交男女朋友的时候的图画
This is a picture of many relationships.
我们父母跟儿女很有这个本领
Parents and children often have this ability.
你知道一个人知道自己错以后啊
You need to know that when someone knows they're wrong,
就发现自己很笨了。
They realize they're stupid.
他会开始想起来别人以前对他的恩典。
They will start to think of the grace that other people have had for them.
他们想起来王曾救我们脱离仇敌的手。
They remember that the king delivered us from the hands of our enemies.
又救我们脱离腓利士人的手。
He is the one who rescued us from the hand of the Philistines.
哎，亚撒龙造反的时候，他们都不记得这些事儿啊。
When Absalom was rebelling, they didn't remember this.
他们不但忘记大卫的恩典。
Not only have they forgotten the grace of David.
他们更做一些不义的事。
They've done unrighteous things.
他们居然高亚撒龙为王。
They anointed Absalom king.
这就是我们中文里面最标准的一句话，叫做忘恩负义。
This is what we call an ingrate.
你知道，现在的问题来了。
So now the problem arises.
他们高的亚撒龙已经阵亡。
Absalom, whom they anointed, has died in battle.
挂了。
He's dead.
没了。
He's gone.
现在怎么办？
What do they do now?
他们担心不担心？
Are they worried?
他们怕不怕？
Are they afraid?
他们很多问题了。
Now they have a lot of problems.
他们很不幸。
And unfortunately,
他们不是活在美国。
They don't live in the US.
他们如果活在美国，
If they did,
他们押错宝了。
And they bet wrong.
他们可以上街头去游行。
They could protest.
他们可以抗议。
They could protest.
他们甚至可以乱干一些事情。
And they could do all kinds of crazy things.
这就是美国可爱之处。
And this is what's so lovable about the US.
哎，但是在那个年代。
But back then.
他押错宝了。
You bet wrong.
他以为亚撒龙会当王的。
They thought that Absalom was going to be king.
现在亚撒龙没了。
Now Absalom is gone.
大卫回来做王了。
David is back. He's back as king.
啊，他敢出去游行？
Does he dare protest?
那他不是第一个死吗？
Wouldn't they be the first to die?
所以这些人急得不得了啊。
So these people were worried now.
但他们不知道怎么办。
But they didn't know what to do.
就彼此怪啊。
So they blamed each other.
不但彼此怪呢。
And not only do they blame each other.
你看他们说那个话真好玩。
You see what they say is very interesting.
中文还看不太清楚。
It's not very clear in the Chinese.
中文说，现在为什么不出一言请王回来呢？
The Chinese says, now why does nobody speak up to bring the king back?
你如果读英文。
If you read the English.
他是这么说的。
This is what they say.
你为什么不去请王回来？
Why do you say nothing about bringing the king back?
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
我是没那个狗胆去请他的。
I don't have the courage to.
但你应该去啊。
But you should go.
你会发现我们这些堕落的人呢。
You will see that such fallen people as us.
我们真的不知道怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
因为说句实在话。
Because to be honest with you.
这些造反的人。
These people who rebel.
他们去看大卫啊。
When they see David.
他们可能还没讲话，大卫如果一发脾气，脑袋就没了，对吧？
Before they even speak, if David is angry, they're dead.
所以他们都说，你去，你去，你去，你为什么不去？
So they say, you go, you go, why don't you go?
你可以想到这个，以色列人已经在这里吵得不行了。
You can imagine Israelites are arguing now.
你能不能够想象犹大那个支派现在怎么样？
Can you imagine what the tribe of Judah is feeling?
他们的痛苦如何？
How are they feeling?
那个要更上一层楼。
And that's even a higher level.
你知道为什么吗？
Why is that?
请问你，亚撒龙的首席顾问是谁？
Let me ask you, who is Absalom's prime advisor?
亚西多芬。
Ahithophel.
请问他是哪里人呢？
Where does he come from?
他是犹大支派的人。
He's from the tribe of Judah.
再请问你。
Let me ask you again.
亚沙龙的元帅是谁呀？
Who is Absalom's general?
谁呀？
Who?
亚玛瑟。
Amasa.
亚玛瑟是哪一个支派的？
Where does he come from?
犹大支派的。
From the tribe of Judah.
再请问你。
Let me ask you one more time.
亚沙龙当初造反在哪里受膏为王的？
Where was Absalom anointed as king?
希伯伦啊。
Hebron.
希伯伦是哪一族的？
Where does Hebron belong to?
犹大支派的。
The tribe of Judah.
你想想看。
Think about it.
一个人可以在犹大支派的一个城被膏为王。
If someone is anointed king in a city of Judah,
那说明了整个犹大支派的长老一定要支持的呀。
That means the elders of the tribe of Judah must have agreed.
如果没有他们的支持，哪里可以高他做王的呢？
If they don't agree, they can't have anointed him.
那你可以想一想看。
Now you can imagine.
以色列支派他们现在都已经愁得不行了。
Even the tribes of Israel are worried.
那犹大支派现在呢？
How is Judah feeling?
我告诉你，犹大支派连吵都不知道要怎么吵了。
The tribe of Judah doesn't even know how to argue anymore.
因为所有的坏是自己干的。
Because they were the ones that did all the wrong.
他们是头号战犯，懂不懂啊？
They are the first, they are the, the greatest,
war crimes.
Offenders of the war crimes.
大卫回来第一个要修理的。
The first people that David will deal with
就是犹大支派的
It's the tribe of Judah.
所以犹大支派根本不知道怎么办呢
So the people of Judah didn't know what to do.
他们不知道怎么办
They don't know what to do.
但是你看十一节到十三节呢
But if you read verses 11 to 13,
你会很惊讶的发现
You will be amazed to find
他们没有去找大卫
They didn't find David.
大卫来找他们
David came to find them.
这实在很稀奇啊。
This is very amazing.
我回想我这一辈子跟随主啊。
I think back on my life following the Lord.
真的有不少次。
Many times.
软弱。
Was weak.
失败。
I failed.
犯罪。
I sinned.
而且有一些罪真的很丢脸啊。
And some sins were humiliating.
是你一犯再犯
is you commit the sin once and again
到一个地步
to a point
有很多的时候觉得不要去找耶稣了
many times you feel I don't want to go back to Jesus
太没脸了
I'm embarrassed
怎么好意思再去跟他讲呢
how can I go back to him and
上一次跟他祷告的时候他跟他讲 我答应你我下次再也不犯了
last time I prayed that I will never do this again
又犯了
and I did it again
怎么办呢
what do I do
真的好像死在罪恶过犯中。
It's being dead in sin and transgressions.
我现在回想。
I think back on this.
没有一次是我主动的去找耶稣的。
Not once did I proactively seek out Jesus.
好像主就用着各种不同的人事物。
It's as if Jesus used all kinds of things and people and events.
把我带回来。
To bring me back.
让我回转归向他
so that I turn back to him
让我知道他对我的爱是什么样的爱
so I can know how his love for me is
当我读到这节圣经的时候
when I read this verse
我突然感觉到
suddenly I feel
大卫这个时候
that David now
真的就像一个被神国度里面所预备好的一个君王
he is a king that is preparedIn God's kingdom.
他主动的去寻找那些不知道怎么办的人。
He proactively sought out those who didn't know what to do.
你知道大卫很有智慧。
You know that David is very wise.
他跟以色列长老讲的这些话，从十一节到第十三节。
These things that he said to the elders of Judah.
他基本上从三个角度来说服他们。
He convinced them through three perspectives.
帮助他们认识他是什么样的一个王。
For them to realize what kind of a king he is.
他首先跟他们说
First he says to them
你们不可以比以色列人落后
You can't fall behind the Israelites
大卫是从他们的自尊心下手
David begins with their self-respect, self-esteem
你们怎么可以丢脸啊
How can you embarrass yourselves?
你怎么可以落在以色列人后面啊
How can you act behind the Israelites?
不但如此
Not only so
大卫特别提醒他们
David specifically reminds them
我跟你们什么关系啊
What is my relationship to you?
我跟你们是骨肉之亲啊
We're relatives
大卫基本上提醒他们
Basically, David reminds them
一个人怎么能够如此无情呢
How can you be so heartless?
最重要的
More importantly
第三方面
On the third point
大卫告诉他们
David says to them
他不但会赦免亚玛撒
Not only will he forgive Amasa
这一个亚沙龙的元帅
This commander of Absalom's army
他还要重用他
He will use him
他要让他做大卫军队的元帅
He will be the commander of David's army
这个实在想不懂、啊、
It's hard to understand this
我们这些人
Us, these people
我们犯罪
When we sin
我们骄傲
When we are proud
我们常常觉得上帝有什么了不起
We feel, what does God have?
我们不信主的时候我们还说有上帝叫他来给我看一看。
Before we believe in the Lord, we often say, well, if God exists, show him to me.
我们总觉得上帝要听我们的话。
We feel like God should listen to us.
我们一祷告他就要听的。
If we pray, he should listen.
如果他不听我们就生气。
If he doesn't listen, then we are
我们就灰心。
Then we're discouraged.
我们就说我不聚会了。
And we say, well, I'm not going to gather anymore.
啊，我不祷告了。
I'm not going to pray anymore.
啊，我不读经了。
I'm not going to read the Bible.
这就是我们这些人啊
This is what we say.
我们叛逆啊
We're rebellious.
神肯赦免我们的罪
God is willing to forgive our sins.
够好了吧
That's good enough, right?
真的够好了
That's good.
但是我们怎么能够相信呢
How can we believe?
我们怎么能够相信
How can we even believe?
神就要用着我们这样子的人
That God will use people like us.
让我们在这个地上为他做见证。
To be his testimony for him on this earth.
这是什么样的恩典啊
This is such grace.
你知道
Do you know?
当大卫这么做的时候
When David did this,
这个时候不但全犹大支派的人
Not only all the men of Judah,
他们要来迎接王回去。
They wanted to welcome back the king.
就是那些其他的人
Even the other people
这个时候也有胆量来见王了
These other people also had the courage to come see the king
那第一个呢
The first of these
就是当初在大卫逃难的时候
Is the person who when David was running for his life
他一路追着大卫
He chased David
拿石头打大卫
Used stones to hit him.
用灰尘拨大卫
And threw ashes on him.
咒诅他
Cursed him.
羞辱他
Humiliated him.
叫什么名字
What's his name?
示梅哈
Shimei.
连示梅这个时候也有胆量来见大卫
Now even Shimei has the courage to come see David.
这个是记载在十六节到二十节
This is in verses 16 to 20.
那你知道
Now you know.
示美他是有备而来的。
Shimei is prepared.
他急急忙忙地淌过河要去迎接王。
He crossed the river in a hurry to where the king was.
有的读圣经的人猜啊。
Some people guess, some people who read the Bible guess.
说那个渡，那个摆渡的船啊。
That the ferry on the river.
可能都是他预备的。
He might have even prepared that.
我们不敢确定。
We're not sure.
我们确定一件事。
But what we are sure of.
是当他到大卫面前的时候。
Is that when he comes before David.
他脸伏于地。
He fell prostrate before him.
他就是求饶。
He asked for forgiveness.
他很清楚自己干了什么好事。
He knows what he'd done.
他也很清楚地知道。
And he very clearly knows.
根据神的律法。
By the law of God.
出埃及记二十二章二十八节。
Exodus chapter 22 verse 28.
他的罪。
His sin.
只有一个判决。
Has only one punishment.
就是死罪。
It's death.
他还能做什么？
What else could he do?
所以他知道自己是死罪。
So he knows he will be condemned to death.
他只好认罪咯。
And so he admits his wrongs.
不但认罪。
Not only does he admit his wrongs.
他求饶。
He asks for forgiveness.
他求饶还要讲一些理由啊。
And he needs to give some reasons.
譬如说。
Forgiveness. And for example.
他说全约瑟家。
He says,All the house of Joseph.
那你知道约瑟家在圣经中
Now you know in the Bible, the houses of Joseph
就等于以色列的十个支派
It represents the ten tribes of Israel.
这两个词是可以互用的
These are interchangeable.
全约瑟家我是第一个来迎接王的
Of the houses of Joseph, I am the first to welcome the king.
他觉得这个有一点功劳。
He thinks there is a little bit of reward here.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
他带了一千个便雅悯人来。
He brought 1,000 Benjamites.
你要知道。
You need to know.
便雅悯之派。
That the tribe of Benjamin.
就是扫罗王的支派。
Is the tribe of King Saul.
这是以前以色列王以色列国中做王的支派。
This is the tribe that once ruled Israel.
他把便雅悯支派里面鼓动了一千人跟他来见大卫。
He motivated 1,000 Benjamites to come with him to see David.
这个有功劳的。
He did well.
因为你要知道如果便雅悯支派支持大卫
Because you need to know that if Benjamites supported David,
其他的支派都不敢吭气的。
The other tribes would never utter a word.
一千个便雅悯人。
1,000 Benjamites.
我不知道他花了多少钱啊。
I don't know how much money he spent.
看起来他挺有功劳的。
It looks as if he's done pretty well.
可是呢
But then,
亚比撒就不吃他那一套。
Abishai is not fooled.
亚比撒在二十一节直接了当跟他讲。
He clearly says to him,
亚比撒当然是主要是提醒大卫。
Of course, Abishai is trying to remind David.
示美犯的是死罪。
What Shimei had done, shouldn't he be put to death?
这是死罪。
He should be put to death.
你再多的功劳都没用的。
No matter what you do now, there's no point.
但是很稀奇啊。
But amazingly,
大卫在这个时候。
At this point, David says,
我不接受你的建议。
David says, I don't accept your suggestion.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为大卫说，我今天是以色列的王。
Because David says, I am the king of Israel today.
他是神国度的王。
He is the king of the kingdom of God.
他知道示美不配得任何的恩典。
He knows that Shimei should not be glorified.
但是你知道神国度的王。
But you know that the king of the kingdom of God.
就是给不配的人恩典。
He gives grace to those who are unworthy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你跟我。
You and I.
说句实在话。
To be honest with you,
我们能够对谁好?
Who can we be good to?
我们对谁好?
Who are we good to?
就是我们觉得配的人。
It's those people that we think are worthy.
对吧?
Right?
有一些人啊。
Some people.
我们不骂他。
We don't cuss them out.
我们不修理他。
We don't deal with them.
已经是我们的修养了。
That is us being civilized.
哪里会再给他恩典啊?
How can we even give them grace?
他哪里配?
How are they worthy?
但是请记住,
But please remember,
你是神的孩子。
You are a child of God.
你是神国度的王。
You are a king in the kingdom of God.
如果你知道你是王,
If you know you are king,
你就会用恩典去对人。
You will be gracious towards others.
我们今天因为常常忘记了自己是王。
Today we often forget that we are kings.
所以我们对人就没有恩典。
And so we have no grace towards others.
因为我们觉得我们要跟人家计较。
Because we feel like we have to calculate against other people.
我们就怕吃亏啊。
We're afraid of losing out.
但是弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
什么叫王啊?
What is a king?
王不怕吃亏的。
King should not be afraid of losing out.
你知道大卫啊?
Know that David.
在二十三节。
In verse 23.
他就对示每说。
He says to Shimei,
你并不死。
You will not die.
哎,他说了这句话。
He says this.
应该就 OK 了。
And that should be it.
君无戏言嘛。
The king is not going to fib on his word.
说话要算话的嘛。
He does what he says.
是吗?
Right?
但是很奇怪。
But oddly,
下面说什么?
What does it say next?
啊,下面说什么?
What does it say?
王向他起誓。
And the king promised him on oath.
奇怪哦。
That's odd.
你知道什么叫起誓吗?
Do you know what an oath is?
起誓就是立约啊。
That's making a covenant.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.